Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This morning, one of our friends really needs your help because she's got a situation with her in-laws for this Christmas. Hey, Fran, are we using your name today?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to call you by your name if you wanted to change your name, or maybe producer Janine gave you a different name. Anyway, we're going with what's on my screen, which is Lori. Hey, Lori.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Fran.
We are good. What's going on?
Well, okay, so I have a situation that I haven't been in, and I don't know what to do. My girlfriends and I, we ended up booking a spa trip like about, I don't know, a month ago, I think, at this amazing place that usually is like really, really expensive. So once a year, I guess they do like this discounted rate for everybody. And so we booked it. I have not had a vacation or a day off in like, I honestly want to say like a year. It's just been absolutely crazy, you know, especially with the holidays and the kids. And so I really, really have to go on the spa day. But my husband's family, they actually scheduled their annual like volunteer day at the food bank on the same exact day as we're supposed to go to the spa.
Oh.
Now I go with the family. Yeah. Now I sound like a total jerk, like saying, oh, which one should I choose? But, like, I go with the family, like, every year to the food bank. It's, like, our annual thing that we all do together. So I love doing that. But on the other hand, like, I don't know, like, what do I do? I mean, like I said, I haven't had a day off, and I'm so stressed about it. But it's, like, is that bad karma? Like, if I bail on going to the food bank, or, like, if I cancel the spa, like, I can't reschedule, or the girls can't reschedule because it's, like, a discounted rate,
right?
You know, so we're not going to get that rate back. But then, like, I don't want to look selfish to my husband and, you know, tell him and the family, oh, I can't go, you know, to the volunteer food bank because I'm going to a spa. You know, it just sounds horrible.
So, Lori, are you more upset about losing the karma points if you bail on the volunteer? Or are you more upset about losing the possible discount at the spa day?
Well, I guess both. I mean, I can't even tell you how cheap the discount was for the spa. It was ridiculous. It's just a bad situation all around because I feel bad for both. I really want to take care of myself, you know, and be able to just, like, go for the day and relax and not worry about it. But then if I do, the whole time I'm going to be thinking I'm feeling guilty because I'm not, you know, doing what I should be with the family.
What do you do in this situation?
I don't know.
404-263-0941. Friends, we need you for group therapy this morning. If you were in Lori's shoes, what do you do? And why do you make that decision? Let's see if we can help her out this morning. You can also lean on the text line, 51539.
Lori, I think this is a no-brainer.
You do?
Yeah. Do you?
I'm so torn for her right now.
No, this is a no-brainer, Lori. You take the spa day.
Really?
You take the spa day.
Really?
For a couple of reasons. Number one, you plan that first. Okay? That was on the schedule. That was on the calendar. You booked it. And you sound stressed out by making this decision, so you need a spa day. And I think in the hustle and the bustle of the holidays, you need that me time. You need that Lori time. And plus, there's going to be more opportunities to volunteer. There's more opportunities to go volunteers at soup kitchens and giving kitchens and food banks. You can't get that discount but once a year. I think you take the spa day. And just
really?
If your family should be understanding and be, hey, look, this was on the calendar first. Don't take it personally. I'll catch up with you next week.
Really? Because I feel like Lori's in-laws, that whole side of the family is going to be super judging her. Because They are all going to volunteer. This is their annual tradition. Oh, my gosh. All right, Lori, some calls are coming in to give you some guidance here. Misty in Noonan is going to be first, 404-263-0941. Hey, Misty.
Hey, friends. So, Lori, what I think you need to do is you need to go to the spa, and you just need to explain to your in-laws, listen, I've already planned this. I'm going to be letting these people down. It's going to affect their discount if they don't go. I would really love to go with you guys. Maybe we could reschedule the food bank. I think they totally understand that.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call, Missy. All right, 404-263-0941. Can you help out Lori here? She is really stuck in the middle on making this decision, but your guidance could help her, and we'll get to it coming up next. 404-263-0941 or text us 51539.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
One of our friends needs you this morning. Lori, if somebody's just jumping into the conversation, can you explain the dilemma you've got in front of you for Christmas?
Yeah, so my girlfriends and I, we booked a spa trip at this really, really great spa and it's like a month ago. That's why it's so stressful. But then my husband's family decided that they're going to have their annual volunteer food bank literally on the same day. And so now, like, I don't know what to do. Do I go with them or do I tell them no? You know, I can't go because I booked this spa day and I got it at a really, really great rate. And that's something that, like, I'm not going to be able to get back. Like, if I reschedule it, that discounted rate's going to completely go out the window. So, but do I look like a jerk if I tell them, hey, I'm not going to go with you guys? Or do I just cancel the spa thing and go do our annual, you know, family thing together?
Okay. Yeah, it's a total dilemma. So hang on a second, Lori. There's lots of people who want to help you out, including Juliana in Atlanta. Welcome to Group Therapy.
Hi, friends.
Hey, Fran.
Well, I just wanted, my biggest thing was, like, you can't take care of other people or your family, people from that are coming to the food bank, if you're not taking care of you. You know, we all, there's like karma, and I believe in all of that totally. And I think part of it is really making sure that we're healthy and we're in a good mental space to take care of other people. And so I don't think you should feel bad at all for going on the spa day. I mean, just I would say plan another food bank day or do something else that makes you feel like you're giving back or spend extra time with your family afterward when you've rejuvenated yourself.
Thanks.
That's really important.
Thanks so much for the call, Juliana. Casey in McDonough.
Hey, Fran.
Hey, Fran.
I just wanted to say you should go for your spa day because you've had that reserved for over a month. Your in-laws will understand, and honestly, they could reschedule the food bank for another day. It wouldn't be hard, but
okay.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks so much for the call, Casey. All right, coming in on the text line, let's get this answer from Lori. A lot of people texting in, Lori, want to know, will your husband get your back on this? How does he feel about it?
I mean, I think my husband will, and I've known him long enough, and he knows how hard that, you know, I've been working and how stressed I am with the kids and stuff like that. And, I mean, I have not had a day off. So I think he would totally understand. It's more my in-laws that I'm worried about because they're counting on me, and I've been there every year.
Okay.
Lori, so, if you take the spa day, will you be able to let yourself go, or will you spend the entire time fretting over what you're missing or if they're judging you?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I mean, the more I think about it and the more, like, I hear, you know, different people calling in, I'm swaying more towards, like, just going because we booked it so far in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I still may feel a little guilty, but you're right. I really have to take care of myself right now,
yep.
Especially, you know, since the holidays are coming up. And
okay, Lori, hang on. More advice coming in from Kelly in Loganville. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, friends.
Hey, Fran.
Anyway, I'm a people pleaser, so I totally get where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, girls' trips are the best therapy and the best time. The food bank is going to go on whether you're there or not. And trust me, you will come back a better mom, a better daughter, and a better wife, and a better daughter-in-law.
Agreed. I mean, I think that that's such a good point. But Jennifer in Atlanta, you're on the other side of this.
I am.
Okay.
I think she knows what she needs to do. It's already in her gut. She should probably volunteer. That being said, how hard is it for her to get together with her girlfriends. If it's really, really hard, then she should consider that. She also, I'd like to know how much she volunteers a year. You know, does she do it a lot? Does she give of herself a lot? Does she show her children to volunteer? If not, then I think that she should, because her children are going to emulate what she does.
Okay, wow. You know, here's the thing. I am torn on this because I agree that spending time with your girlfriends is really the best therapy. Mm-hmm. That can be such great mental health day, recharge her and everything else. But if her husband and her kids and that whole side of the family are all bonding together, they're volunteering, they're giving back, like that's really the spirit of the holiday, right? Is to give rather than receive. If they're all having this experience together and she's not there, I just feel like that's going to be ramifications within the family.
So you think they're going to use that against her, or do you think that they're going to, that's always going to be in the back of their head?
I think it's just going to stick with them that she missed it. And like she said, it's their Christmas tradition.
Great text coming in from the 706. Says, like oxygen mask on an airplane, take care of yourself before you take care of others. And the text line right now is blowing up with everybody. Lori is saying, do it. Go take the spa day. One person even said, you booked in advance and it sounds like you really need a break. You're stressing yourself out about getting relaxed.
April in Woodstock, what do you say here?
Hey, good morning, friends.
Hi, friend.
I just want to say all these other moms and wives that are calling in, they are setting this poor woman up for a guilty conscience because every one of them is lying through their teeth. They know that they would not be able to go and enjoy a spa day knowing that their family is off doing something like that instead.
Yeah, because that mom guilt will overwhelm you, won't it?
Absolutely.
It'll ruin the whole day. Thank you so much for the dose of reality there, April. I think you're right.
So, Lori, we've gotten absolutely nowhere.
I know. But you said on the text line, majority is saying take care of
yourself
first.
Everybody's saying take care. There's a couple of conspiracy theories coming in saying that the in-laws intentionally scheduled food bank day on the day they knew you had this spa day.
Oh, Lori, could that be the case?
No, that's not it at all.
If you're making your decision by our friends,
yep.
I would say 70% are saying take care of yourself.
And I would say you can take care of yourself as long as your husband 1,000% has your back with his family and says he made you make this decision. Like it wasn't even your decision to choose the spa day over the volunteer day. Your husband forced you to the spa and he's going to sell it to them that way, then I think you'll be okay. But
if you can check out, if you're going to go do the spa day, which I think is what you're leaning towards, you have to be able to check out and enjoy the spa day. Because if you're checking in with your husband, you're texting your husband every time you take the cucumber off your eyes, make sure everybody's okay. When you go from the mud bath to the salt bath, you're, hey, send me pictures. How's it going? If you do the spa,
FaceTime from your massage.
You have to enjoy it. It is your day. Make your decision and stick with it.
Okay. Lori, good luck. Will you let us know how it goes and what you decide?
I will.
Okay.
And they just stay home.
That might be the best case scenario. All right. If you ever want to put your business out there and get some help from the friends, join us for group therapy. You can reach out to all of us at star941atlanta.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.